Hello and welcome to this National Life Skills Academy podcast, part of our series of short introductions to essential life-worthy skills to help guide your way. So sit back and enjoy.
Life can be stressful, especially when things aren't going your way and when you're dealing with the stress that has crept into your life. Alongside it are negative thoughts that can constantly undermine you and stop you from thinking that what you're doing is worth it. If nothing is done about these negative thoughts, they can really hinder your development, not only in your career, but in your relationships and your personal life as well. This is why affirmations are important. When you think negatively and you tell yourself you're not good at something, then those words have a chance of becoming true. Not in the sense that you're not good enough, but if you keep on telling yourself that, then the chances are you're going to put less effort and care into that same thing, resulting in you not necessarily reaching the objective you set out to achieve. Affirmations are the exact opposite of this. They are the positive. They tackle your negative thoughts and they prevent you from self-sabotage and progression. With affirmations, you can really start to make changes for the better. When should you use affirmations? Well, they can be used at any time, really. There's no right or wrong place to use them. After all, they're only a positive statement. However, if you want affirmations to help you when you need them most, then they'll need to be most beneficial to you when you need that added boost of confidence and control. Just like many internal mental battles that you have, it's much easier to think it than to do it. And that's why affirmations work so well with visualization techniques. If you're about to do a presentation and you're nervous about its reception, it's easy to think about how good you are and the presentation itself will come across. However, in reality, this might not be the case. What can help here, however, is writing down what you want to happen and reading it back to yourself out loud. Tell yourself you're going to be great. Tell yourself the presentation is going to be perfect. When everything is in your head, it's easy for your thoughts, especially negative ones, to interrupt and dominate your mindset. When you read your affirmation, say it out loud. It's all positive. There's no space for negativity. The key with affirmation is repetition. If you say it once, it might work, but the idea might not stick, and that's what you're really after. By saying that you're going to be successful or whatever it might be over and over, you're reaffirming the idea to yourself by constantly telling yourself you're not bad at what you do. It can help to eliminate negative thoughts from constantly chipping away at you. How to write an affirmation? Well, you can write down an affirmation that is immediate, like nailing a presentation. But what if your goals are more long-term? Well, affirmations work here too. Affirmations tend to target a specific area of your life that you would like to change. And this could be, for example, a behavioural trait or a belief that you have. But the formula for writing the affirmations is the same. Here's what you should do. Let's look at the core values. The best affirmations that you give yourself are the ones that mean the most to you. Try and create affirmations that are in line with your core values, as this will help you to get motivated to achieve them. In your core values, you should also know what you'd like to change or improve the most for. For example, you might want more confidence. Knowing these will help you pinpoint what matters most to you, rather than trying to change something that you don't really care for. be realistic. In line with your core values, you should also try to keep your affirmations realistic. Now, this isn't to say that you can't dream big. It just means that it's very unrealistic to go from not being able to speak to a small group to having the dream of speaking at concerts and festivals and conferences. Think of this as baby steps. It can and most likely will take time for you to achieve what you want. But by taking it one step at a time, it's much more realistic to achieve your dreams. Now, on top of this, you also have to think in terms of your achievements. If you set yourself the goal of speaking in front of thousands of people, yet you can't speak in front of 10, you're almost never going to achieve that, given how big a leap it is. If you manage to speak in front of 10 people, well, that's a major step, and one that you can look back on later and create an affirmation from, one that allows you to progress with your speaking ability. This is why keeping your affirmations realistic rather than supersized is a much better way for you to do it. Turning negatives into positives. It's much easier to think negatively than positively. It's a trait that many people will share and many people will struggle to overcome, but it can be done. If you're concerned about your ability, behavior traits, or whatever it is that's bothering you, write it down. It doesn't matter what it is, but getting it down on paper gets it out of your head, where you're most likely to add and exacerbate the thought and the problem. Once you've done this, write down an affirmation that is the complete opposite of your worry. You'll want to do this as often as you can. Even if you don't believe the affirmations or you're struggling to relate to them, the biggest positive that can come is that it reinforces positive thoughts over negative ones. Use the present tense. Speaking of your ability in the present tense is a great way to tell yourself that what you're trying to achieve is happening this very moment. If you were to write it in the future tense, like, I will become more confident, it can appear like you're not trying to achieve, and for whatever reason you're putting it off. It's understandable. Facing your fears and worries is daunting, scary, but the only way to get over that is to confront them. And by telling yourself that you're confronting them at this very moment, in the here, in the now, it can help you to believe that you're going to become more confident, more successful, more patient, or more giving. Now, whatever it might be, writing in the present as opposed to the future can help you reach your goal. And finally, you're going to want to mean it. Just like when a parent tells you to apologize and mean it, the same rules apply to affirmation. It's all well and good saying you'll become more confident, but if you don't believe it, then what's the point? When you read and say your affirmations with emotional weight behind them, they carry more meaning and have a greater effect on you. So, do they work? Well, do affirmations actually work? Think of them like exercises for your brain. If you want to get fit, you go for runs, you lift weights, you do yoga. Doing these things helps you become fitter and stronger than you were before. Affirmations work in the same way, except rather than work out your physical strength and durability, they focus on your mental strength. Now, as we've said, affirmations are all about focusing on the positives. And with this comes a great sense of relief and support. Given that affirmations are used heavily when you're dealing with stress, it's no surprise that affirmations have successfully helped people with other mental illnesses like depression and anxiety. Studies have shown that thinking about your best qualities before you do something like give a presentation can actually change the outcome of the presentation itself. Thinking negatively beforehand isn't helpful, but thinking about what makes you good and why you're the right person for this presentation can help you give it, even if you're nervous about things like that. Other studies have shown that affirmations actually trigger the parts of our brain that makes us more likely to act on a positive change, as well as improve our self-worth. There's a famous saying in life, you learn from your mistakes, and that's true, but you can't fixate on them. If you give a presentation that doesn't go down well, it's easy to assume you're no good at giving presentations, when in reality, that presentation might not have been suited for that particular audience. However, if you keep telling yourself that I'm no good, then of course you won't want to do another presentation. But if you tell yourself you're going to learn from the mistakes that made that first presentation less than ideal, then you'll have a much more positive mindset. With affirmations, it can help you realize that it's all about the present. You can't change the past, so why dwell on it? Focus on the now. Some might call it wishful thinking, but there's no denying affirmations are really good for you. Be positive. Speak to you again soon. Bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope you found that to be informative, and you'll sign in to listen to others in the series. We look forward to any requests or feedback. See you again soon.